And it was light in the bedroom, and I thought, okay, we have shutters, and usually it's, you know, pitch black, and it was light. And so I just looked outside and went, oh, my God. And you at 3:30 went, what? I said, there's like 2 feet of snow because it's over the fountain. It's, you know, but it's really 6 to 7 inches. Now, do we have Katrina on the phone?
Well, why don't we do these
other
things?
Oh, you pointed me some. Pointed.
Why don't
we
do these other things?
I thought you
like
pointed.
Today,
okay.
No, I don't. I don't point around because last time you broke my finger. just kidding. Hey, today is February the 24th, 2023, and we have 6 to 7 inches of snow out there. Melinda will talk about that. But 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Pat's now behind the board.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sue, you don't... she's up there.
Anyway, she's great. And her husband brought her in the truck, which is great.
Why don't you do
that? So that's a real team. Okay, it's a winter storm warning that's going to remain in effect until 12 today. It's snow, total accumulation of 1 to 6 inches in the northern Sacramento Valley, including the Redding area, and along the western foothills of the Sacramento and northern San Joaquin Valleys at above 1,000 feet. Wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning commute, of course. We know that already. Snow continues this morning with the heaviest accumulations expecting along the western foothills of the Central Valley. Now, that looks like we have about 45 today, and we will have news about some of the
We'll have some follow-up on this.
About what's closed, because there's a lot of roads that are closed right now. I'm sure schools will be closing because of hazardous conditions.
But we will have that after we talk to Katrina, who's on the line from Haven Humane. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Where are you?
Where's your pet of the week?
At the shelter, and I am currently at my house.
Okay. So, what's going on?
Well, of course, everyone needs to make sure they have their pets inside if they don't have an outside enclosure for them. And then with Haven, we do have our Doggy Dash coming up on March 18th. So you can register for that at active.com, or you can register the day of the event at the Sundial Bridge.
Okay. Well, now our horse, which I'm going to probably go out and check on, has her blanket on. She has shelter. And but last time I was out there and it was raining, all the horses were standing outside, kind of just standing there.
Sounds like what horses like to do.
I don't understand.
I think they're fine.
I think they're
fine. Okay, so you have Doggy Dash, and so when we want to start planning the Doggy Dash, when is that again? Did you say the 18th?
Yeah, so March 18th, so it is in 3 weeks.
And what do people have to do? Can they sign up early? Can they sign up that day?
Yeah, so they can register online if they want to sign up early at active.com, and you can either sign up for the 5K or the 10K, just depending on what you want to do. And then if you don't do the online registration, you can register the day of at the Sundial Bridge, and registration opens at 8.
All right. Thank you so much, Katrina. We always appreciate you. We miss our pet of the week, but thanks for calling in, because this is your time to be able to tell our listeners what's going on with Haven Humane. Think about that, keeping your pets inside and warm during this time. No, I would think, even if you think you got an outside dog, make sure they're warm.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, now, you've got some stuff. Let's go through places that are closed. And
well, first of all, I want to say that the Redding Police and Fire Department will have additional staff on hand for supporting during the storm. There is a 24-hour staff hired to man snow plows, according to the city spokesperson, Kimberly Bonet, of course. Isn't she wonderful? Also, so they're amping up with all of the, you know, the storm drains, outages, debris of snow, and removal. You know, of course, your pickup times and everything are going to change. But let's see. We also have
The road I-5 was closed Thursday night at Edgewood, north of Weed, and Caltrans. And the latest thing I had has closed northbound Interstate 5 at Fondale. Now, Pat, can we check on that and see if that is still closed? I think
yes. Let's see here.
It's funny, you know, they've obviously plowed the Market Street here, and on where we live, on off of Placer, it I don't think it was plowed, but there's been, you know, it's not that was
no,
Placer,
it wasn't.
Yeah, Placer wasn't.
No, it's just that there's been
a lot of cars going by there.
Yeah, and it looks like they are stopping people for chainsaw at Lakehead. At Fawndale.
At Fawndale. All right, now people. It's kind of funny. Why do people buy these, you know, up here? Why do you have a truck and, you know, four-wheel drive vehicles? Well, the people that ask you that don't live around here. But I needed four-wheel drive to get out of my driveway this morning.
I do have an update. Okay. Southbound lanes of I-5 are closed Thursday night at Edgewood north of Weed. Of course, motorists traveling on Highway 44 and 299 are required to have chains on their vehicles, according to Caltrans road conditions. Highway 3 near Callahan is closed in Trinity County, and Highway 32 is closed east of Chico. Well, there you go, because we were going to go to Yuba City today. The National Weather Service forecast up to 3 feet of snow in the foothills and up to 6 feet higher in elevations 3,000 to 5,000 feet. So it also blanketed Red Bluff, but there are road closures as of, this morning. We're going to keep getting updates on that, but those are the North State, I-5 that's closed, southbound I-5, Edgewood north of Weed. There we go.
As you pointed out, there's going to be additional staff out there. Now, let me see if there's some phone numbers here. Okay, people who have a winter storm emergency can go to the city's emergency services website, cityofreading.org/emergency, to get help. And it's got phone numbers and information. For down power lines, call 911 if there's a down power line out there. Don't go near the power line. To report a power outage, 530-339-7200. Also, you can sign up for Code Red, and that delivers emergency alerts directly to your mobile phone or email address at public.coderedweb.com. And then there's a whole bunch of numbers behind it. So we'll put this on our Facebook page, because there's just there's like 12 numbers behind it, and I know you're not writing right now. Avoid travel whenever possible. Keep electronic devices, cell phones, laptops, and tablets fully charged.
Yeah, food and water. It says you can find out your road conditions in the state you're calling that can be obtained by calling 511.
Right. Now, don't use gas stoves, kerosene heaters, or other open flame heating sources to heat your home. That can cause carbon monoxide. And you know what, Pat, and you've seen this. Every so often, you'll see people that have died in a house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they light the charcoal and keep their house warm because they lost their power. Never use a portable generator inside the house or within a closed garage in the event of a power outage. Always disconnect the power coming into your home when operating a generator. And then, like Linda says, your emergency kit.
All right. So I think it's very interesting, because Sue's husband was in earlier, and he and Pat were comparing that they put a ruler, both of them put rulers out to see how many inches of snow. And then Sue's husband was able to pull up Snowmageddon, the morning of Snowmageddon when it began, which would have been February 13th, because I remember it was Valentine's Day weekend and how many restaurants were closed, people couldn't get in, and I don't think when we look at the front of our street today, Carl, it's as bad as Snowmageddon. I mean, we do seem to have the same kind of, 6 inches. If you will, some around there, 1 to 6 inches, but we do have traffic out on the Market Street. But I think it's very interesting how, we do have, I don't know if we have down trees, but we have, I know that we had branches that were down, the heaviness of the snow had down, so I had to go out with the broom this morning and kind of hit some of those so they don't remain.
Branches on the trees.
Branches on the trees, yes.
Okay. The my favorite part, of course, is you screaming. Not screaming. You didn't scream. You said, "Oh my God, there's 2 feet of snow out here," and you woke me up at 3:30 this morning to tell me that. You know, I appreciate that, my love. But there wasn't anything I could do about
no.
it at 3:30 in the morning.
Still snowing?
Nor was there anything else I wanted to do.
It just shows your confidence in your abilities, Carl.
Yeah. That's what I just
you can stop the
over.
Snow for Linda if you had.
That was it. Okay. Well, I could have gone out and done the snow dance, you know, but it, you know, I could have stood in the middle of the street.
That's scary.
That's scary.
I would say that if you aren't prepared or you're not comfortable driving in slushy or snowy or icy conditions, don't be driving today.
Yeah.
I think that this takes a seasoned driver to be out on the streets today.
In some of the areas. Any way you look at it, it's icy and slushy out there. So if you don't have to be on the streets, don't do it. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474. If you're having a little problems with your dish this morning, it's because the snow's on it. So just take a broom and just reach up there and safely, just dislodge it. So, but don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley, 530-241-3474. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. And it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know.
Start your year off right by coming down to Wind River Resort and Casino and playing in the $85,000 Trucks and Bucks Swipe to Win drawings. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free entries, and other instant prizes. Weekly drawings every Saturday starting at 7 p.m. 5 winners every half hour win free slot play. Join us for the final drawing on February 25th, where one winner will receive a brand new Chevy Silverado. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección No. 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow.
Now, we listened to that during Christmas, but
it didn't snow.
It doesn't really talk about Christmas that much, does it?
Not really, now you say that.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 24th of February, 7:21 in the morning, 33 degrees, and it is snowing. The roads are closed at Fawndale, so people are, you know, for chain checks. I think it's even closed further north past Weed. There's so many roads out there, check with Caltrans, that are closed. We were heading down to Yuba City today, and we're not now because that road's closed. If you don't have to be out today, you might want to just sit back and sip a cup of coffee or tea and enjoy the snow. If you have tree limbs, you know, like you have your own small trees outside, you might want to go out with a and brush the snow off them in case they start breaking the branches. But people are out. We're watching. Not as many people as usual coming down Market Street here. But Market Street is pretty clear, but it is slushy.
It's currently snowing.
And it's currently snowing. In fact, about every 20 minutes or 30 minutes, Pat's having to run up to the roof and sweep off our satellite dish. Hey, if you've got a chip on your windshield or a crack on your windshield and you're not sure just how bad it is, why don't you go down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair for a free inspection and analysis? Jeff Wurst is truly an expert when it comes to repairing windshields. And some of these chips that... Oh, that's just a little chip. Well, when it freezes and there's water in it, it can turn into a big crack, and it can turn into a crack very quickly. Just located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. This is where we go, and he's taking really, really good care of our car windshields. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, it's a better-known business. It's local. Now...
Have you ever heard of the term Goldilocks window?
No.
Well, I just saw it for the first time here. If you've looked at flights lately, you may be aghast by current ticket prices. The busy travel season is heating up, which means heightened demand and more expensive airfares. But if you time things right and target the Goldilocks window, you may just get the right timing where you can get a good airfare, sometimes up to 50% off.
Well, when is that window?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'm hearing about it for the first time, but I'm going from one. It's, you know, the domestic airfares right now are really almost at pre-pandemic pricing, only okay. About 4% higher than 2019, according to the Hopper data. So I will tell you in a minute about the Goldilocks because I think it's international airfare is going to definitely cost you. That's why when we start looking at little trips that we want to take, we think about is the airfare included.
President Joe Biden's administration announced sweeping new sanctions Friday against Russia on the 1-year anniversary of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They're going to impose sanctions on 200 individuals and entities, which include both Russian as well as third country people in Europe, Asia, and Middle East that are supporting Russia's war efforts. A dozen financial institutions, Russian financial institutions, will also be targeted. That the they're going to target key sectors that generate revenue for Putin, including Russian banks, Russian defense technology industry, and actors in third-party countries attempting to evade U.S. sanctions. Actors being people. When I first read it, you know, when I first glossed over it, I thought actors, actors. Okay. It means people, you know, of course, it's people that are supporting Putin. In addition, the Department of Commerce will take several export control actions against nearly 90 Russian and third country companies, including in China, for sanction evasion. Biden's going to sign a proclamation Friday to raise tariffs on more than 100 Russian metals, minerals, and chemical products. And this move came as Biden was scheduled to meet virtually with Ukrainian President Zelensky and leaders of the Group of Seven Nations to coordinate assistance efforts. I think when Putin invaded Ukraine, he thought that the Ukrainians were just going to roll over and that would have their own little civil war. But he also thought NATO could not get together and the European Union couldn't get together to start putting sanctions on them. And it's, I tell you what, Germany, I mean, he turned off the oil and natural gas to Germany, and they're in there. They're still fighting it. The only way that you're going to get Putin out of there is to make it so, he's going to lose more and more people. The United States and the other, and European nations are pouring arms and ammunition in there. So far, President Biden says no jets, no F-16s. They're pouring all types of anti-armor, missiles, artillery, rockets, drones, everything going in there. And Putin is still refusing to back down on this because, and this is just my humble opinion, he knows that after all of this, if he backs down and leaves without something positive for him, see, does he have an off-ramp? Has it been offered an off-ramp that says you leave? And of course, all of this will go away, you know, all the sanctions and all this. But would it be the end of his power then? Just a thought.
Well, I'm going to wait till after the break because I want to talk about the. Well, do you want me to do the Goldilocks window now?
Sure.
Okay, that was kind of Putin, yeah. The Goldilocks. For summer vacation in May, June, if you're thinking of this, is what this means about the Goldilocks window, according to the travel experts. If you're going to be doing any kind of summer vacations, May, June, or July, tracking those fares now, wait until the last minute often means missing out on the lowest fares, so can booking be too early? That's 1 to 3 months in advance for travel for domestic U.S. flights and 2 to 8 months for international flights. For peak season deals, it's more like 3 to 7 months for domestic and 4 to 10 months for international. He said he was patient. And right in the middle of the Goldilocks window, the fare dropped to $76.
Now, the Goldilocks window is when right at the last minute?
No, it says that you've got to check it because it'd be 1 to 3 months in advance for travel or domestic,
okay,
whatever that window is, or if it's international, it can be 2 to 8 months. So that's a long time, 6 months. So I would think what they're saying is that, and one of the things he said, from Atlanta to Amsterdam, it went from 800 to 300 to 1300 in 3 consecutive days.
Okay.
So if you're thinking of booking, like I've got to get to, let's say, Memphis or wherever you're going, let's say March, April, May, check every single day is what I'm getting out of this.
Okay.
There's a tremendous demand for travel right now. He said that he was wanting to fly to Vegas for a childhood friend's wedding. The tickets were $400, but he was patient, and the fare dropped to $76. That's a big drop. Yep. And then it went back up to $350. So there's these windows. We've had that before when the kids want to come out. But so I guess that's called the Goldilocks, and I don't know if there's any, like, magic thing about that, but it's – it does happen. They will, maybe it's at 2 o'clock in the morning and you wake up and you can't sleep. Go on and see about that airfare.
You know, it's funny that, you know, we get these things in, on emails all the time. And here's a, what was it? $699
per person.
Per person. So, what, $1,300 or $1,400, to go to Greece for 7 days. And it included airfare, hotels, everything.
It changes. They give you a number, but it changes if you're going out of San Francisco.
Well,
so let's say you're going out of San Francisco, it would be like instead of $699, it's going to be probably close to $9.
Well, that one maybe, but the one I saw that you sent me, Linda constantly sends me these trips. She says I want to go to Greece this year.
Well, my girlfriend
and what I said was, okay, your Greece trip is going to be you saddling up Odina, riding her around the arena
yep.
without a bandage on her. And I will dress in Greek clothes. I will drink ouzo and yell, "Opa! Opa!" There's your Greek trip, honey. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Snow is falling down. Let's make a snowman. Snow is falling all around. Let's make a snowman. First, we need to roll some great big balls, and when that's done, we'll stack them up to make our snowman tall. A pair of sticks to make two arms and gloves to make two hands. We'll make our snowman wave hello just like a person can.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. We're the apps are the coolest and the music is as smooth as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mundabot. Yes, we're here. We're live. We're on the air in the middle of a fierce, fierce blizzard that's going on out there where we've had 6 inches of snow, and it's going, and the snow is coming down, and now there's more cars and trucks driving by on Market Street. So as we get closer to 8 o'clock, maybe we're going to see a lot more.
Well, when I think of, Carl, restaurants and businesses like, for instance, one of our
longtime
yeah. sponsors, and people that have jobs that they have to do. They've got to show up because they've got deadlines, and they just go out and make it happen. So that should be interesting today, but we do have closures and stuff that we're going to be talking about in a minute. Four Winds Jewelry brings you this portion of our show, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store which can do watches and repair watches from scratch, taking them apart and redoing them. They've got a great guy in there that is just a real artist at doing so. They can replace your
batteries.
I'm going to call them the thongs, but what are they called?
The prongs on your diamond ring.
Only in the thongs of your prongs, yes.
Yeah, they can, making sure that the gems don't fall out. No, they can do a lot of things, and they got a super selection of jewelry at fair prices, and good people. Buy local, stay local. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Ohio Toxic Train. We're talking about five things you need to know this morning. Federal officials released an initial report Thursday concluding that the toxic train wreck in East Palestine, Ohio, was completely preventable. The report found that one of the train's cars carrying plastic pallets was heated by a hot axle that sparked the initial fire. As the temperature of the bearing got hotter, the train passed by two wayside defect detectors that did not trigger an audible alarm message because the heat threshold was not met at that point. A third detector eventually picked up the high temperature, but it was already too late by then. The report outlined how investigators will continue examining procedures, practices, and design prior to the train's derailment.
As part of this, 47,000, this was the headline, 47,000 animals died from this. And you go, whoa. As bad as that is, 33,000 of them were minnows in the water where this leaked into. And then other fish, crayfish, amphibians, you know, like frogs and such, died. They're saying that, you know, and they've already started cleaning all of that up, but there have been anecdotal reports of animals further away dying. And in fact, one place like 10 miles away, there's lawyers already getting into this because animals supposedly were affected by this. Here's the thing. I sent an email to Barry Tippin, city manager, very competent city manager. And I said, and because I brought this up the other day, and if Mark Mazzano, if you're listening, I appreciate a phone call. Because we brought this up and said, because we have, 12, 13 trains go through here in a 24-hour period, maybe more. But because, you know, they're just kind of ubiquitous. You see them all the time. Are we told in a city or the county what's on those trains? If hazmat is coming through, do we know that hazmat's coming through? And do the trains, is there some kind of rule or something that says they have to let cities know. Because if you've got hazmat coming through the downtown Reading at, say, 2 in the morning, should our emergency responders know that, hey, there's a hazmat train, you know, like the fire, police, because they're all up 20, you know, they got 24-hour shifts. Should they know that, hey, there's a hazmat shipment coming through here? Just to know.
And what is
and what Barry said, Barry came back to me last night. I don't know how long this guy works at night because this was, I just sent it to him expecting to hear something today. And he said, no, there's no law that says they have to do it.
Mm.
So the question is, can a city require the railroad authorities to tell us when hazmat is coming through, not to stop it, not to impede it, but to just give us an early warning. Hey, today you've got a hazmat with the same material that that hit East Palestine. I keep wanting to say Palestine because that's the way, but they pronounce it East Palestine. That's coming through here. You know, there's got to be hazmat coming through here.
Yes.
Because they've got to ship it somehow.
Well, what's in the ingredient? You know, what's in that so that if it's a certain kind of toxic chemical that you would know,
heavy duty. This
yes,
kill
that you would be able to are we prepared? In other words, if that same chemical came through the Reading area and we derailed or something like that, are we?
God forbid.
Are we prepared for that as a city, as a county? Where's the what would we do?
Well, they do train for this. They do train for, you know, spills, and they do train for, you know, for an emergency like this and for mass casualties. Now, you know, worst case, but do they have the type of equipment? Is there foam and things like that that you could use to corral it? And I'm sure there is. And our people are pretty savvy here. But just having the idea, they tell the fire stations and emergency response crews and the police, hey, we've got a hazmat coming through here. This is what's in it, and this is how you counteract it. I don't know. I don't. Should we have that? And Mark Mazzano called in last time during the show when we were talking about it and said he was going to raise that issue at the city council or at least at the city. So I don't know what happened with that. I think we should. I think they should just give us a heads up. You know, there should be something that a website, hey, you got, this is what's coming through your city. Somebody checks it every day and, you know, it's got hazmat on it.
Absolutely.
What the hazmat is, what it's composed of.
Well, we're downtown. How many businesses are downtown? Restaurants downtown?
Can you imagine one going?
Animals?
Oh.
Babies?
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah. Even though that I don't, you know, and I can't even say if we've ever had a derailment. I know we've had that one up in
Dunsmuir?
Dunsmuir.
Canterbury?
Dunsmuir. And they had that train derail. And all the soap, and this was soap, went into the river and killed everything in that river. Destroyed Dunsmuir trout hatchery years and years ago. Okay.
Well, we know that we have extreme weather. That's also across the U.S. But here's what's interesting. We have a stark 100-degree temperature difference between the Northern Rockies and the South earlier this week. millions of others are under various alerts.
Wait a minute. What?
100-degree difference. I wonder if that's historical as well. There's a difference between earlier this week between 100-degrees temperature difference between the Northern Rockies and the South earlier this week.
Well, I believe that. And if you know, sometimes it's only 5 degrees, but the wind chill factor is 35 below.
Mm-hmm.
For people that live in that, those are hardy people. Imagine if the snow is coming down, and it's beautiful if you don't have to be someplace coming down right now. And I see people blowing through here at speeds like if it was a completely – are you noticing this, Pat? People are coming
really
by here.
Snowing.
They're coming by here just as fast as they would if it was a dry street.
Yeah, and we see that a lot here on this Market Street part of
our window to the world.
Our window to the world. Okay, so also it did say here that Southern California will be under blizzard warnings today. Can you imagine?
This is the first time.
This, can you imagine being in Southern, I'm five?
I saw this yesterday.
Oh my God.
That said, people in Southern California, for the first time, if they face toward a mountain or in the right direction, they're going to see snow. They're going to see snow up on the mountains. Can you believe that? For the first time, and that they can remember that Southern California is going to be able to see snow. Not, it doesn't mean snowing on them.
Yeah.
But they'll be able to see snow. Yeah.
The Hollywood sign, perhaps, maybe. I wonder if we're going to be seeing a little picture of some blanket.
We would have to send down to Southern California because they do need some help. It's, you can't face toward the ocean and see the snow capped mountains. So turn, kind of casually turn, you know, halfway around and then look in that direction.
Oh, we have some more wonderful numbers to give you when we come back and some updated road conditions here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio and KCNR1460.com. We are live here on this Friday with the snow. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Now, I had somebody call me the other day and left a message, and I just saw it, and I'll get back to him about, he wanted to talk to Judy about some insurance, needs. And I will heartily recommend Judy Maxwell. Her number is 530-221-0441. She sat down with our parents and gave them all the information about medical health insurance and all of that for up here. Her financial division will help you with, if you have any questions on retirement plans or 401ks, they'll do a free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 530-221-0441, 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
When the night has come and the land is dark.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Yeah, we're here. It's the 24th of February, 7:51 in the morning and 33 degrees out there and it's snowing. And it continues to snow. Every so often we will go off the air. I just want to tell you that because of the satellite dish fills up with snow. So far during our show, we've had two people up there sweeping it off, but this is live, so you don't have to worry about it. But for the rest of the day or until it stops snowing, we're going to be, I'll be here sweeping off the antenna to make sure we can get into it. And then we have backup systems too. So we'll see if all that kicks into it. But here's the snow conditions in Northern California. And just pulled it up on Caltrans. I-5 closed to northbound traffic 10 miles north of Reading at Fondale due to adverse weather. Motorists are advised to use an alternate route. It's closed also from Dunsmuir to a four-tenths mile south of Edgewood at Stewart Springs Road. Due to snow, change required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four tires from 3 miles south of Dunsmuir to 2 miles north of Mount Shasta. Change required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow, blah, 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 blah. 2 miles north of Mount Shasta to Weed, and this is just on I-5 now. Change required north of Eureka. Southbound traffic is being screened at Lakehead. Motors must have tire chains in their possession in order to proceed. And a high wind advisory is in effect from Sacramento-Yolo County line to the Yolo-Calusa County line. Travel is not recommended for campers, trailers, or permit loads. That's just I-5, and we'll go to a couple others here, too.
So there is a winter storm remaining in effect till 12 o'clock today. Accumulation of 1 to 6 inches in the northern valley, including the Reading area, along the western foothills. And we could have gusts up to 50 miles per hour. The plan on slippery road conditions, of course, the morning commute could be affected. It's advising here that if you can stay home, please do. Because of the slippery conditions and that they have downed vehicles in different areas. And that's why they are saying if you don't need to drive today, don't. The heaviest accumulation, of course, is going to be along the western foothills of the Central Valley. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. And the latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by 511.
Okay, 44 in the Northern California area. And this is at 7:54 a.m. It's closed at Millville Plains Road in Millville due to snow. Motors are advised to use an alternate route. Change required on all vehicles except the four-wheel drive with snow tires. From 9 miles west to Viola. Chain or snow tires are required from Viola to 8 miles west of Old Station at Eskimo Hill, one of our favorite places.
Yes.
To slide out. And from Old Station to the junction of SR 36, you know, one that goes heads over to Susanville. And anyway, they're everywhere out there. So be aware, if you've got a four wheel drive with snow tires on every wheel, you might be able to do it.
21 billion. Today's number. I like to always look that up in the five things you need to know today. $21 billion. That's how much Americans collectively have in unspent gift cards.
Well, we know about that.
Okay, now, I told Carl, no, it's really interesting. I don't know why, but anyway, so through the years, I've had my friends, you know, for either Christmas or my birthday, give me like a gift certificate to get a massage or something like that. And I've redeemed some, but there's been some laying around. So yesterday, because my shoulders have been, I don't know. So I called three different, I made three massage appointments yesterday. different people that would redeem these gift certificates that's been sitting around. Well, this is very timely. They've been sitting around for 4 years, 3 years, and I said, "This is the number. This is who gave me the gift certificate," and they redeemed it. And I thought, "How wonderful!"
I think they have to, because it used to be that after a while it would just, oh no, you know, it's been too long. But I think there's a law. Please do not quote me on this, but I think they passed it that said once somebody pays the money for a gift card, you know, that's money was paid to your business for this, and that you can't put an expiration on the time as long as you're open doing the same business.
Well, one person actually left and is in a whole different environment and owns the place now that I'm going to go, and I'm looking forward to these three different, and I will be talking about it on the air because I really believe that it's important to do self-care. Anyway, so that's how much has been unspent gift cards tucked away in a drawer, wallet, or purse, and at least half of those consumers lose a gift card before they use it, according to a new report. Do we have a caller?
We will. Hopefully that once they place, they're stuck where they're at, so hopefully they'll be calling in after the news. I don't know if you've been reading about the forewoman of a special grand jury that, you know, that met about the Georgia criminal probe into President Trump, you know, did he go into the election year and all that. And her name is Emily Kors, and she made national headlines this week for offering insight into jury deliberations and whether it recommended charges against Trump and other Republicans in their role. Now, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC quickly went viral,
yes,
particularly for her bizarre enthusiasm and giggly demeanor, something even Trump foes can fear could aid his defense because of how she said it. She said she wants to, she said, oh, I really was hoping Trump would show up so I could actually give him the oath of office. I think that would be just cool. Anyway, so now those same stations are saying, well, this was completely out of, she shouldn't have done that. Now, this is after I've got a photo of her being interviewed live on CNN. Shortly after an interview with CNN on Tuesday, her colleagues, Anderson Cooper and this other person, reacted in astonishment. First of all, why is this person talking on TV? I do not understand. She's clearly enjoying herself, but I mean, is this responsible? She was the foreperson of the grand jury, and their legal analysis said this is a horrible idea.
Yes.
And I guarantee you that prosecutors right now are wincing watching her go on like this. And then she shared information with her boyfriend, you know, and these are all supposed to be, remember when Gavin was on the jury and he, you know, he was saying, and it was, he was in the jury for, I don't know, weeks. And he wouldn't say a word to us. He would tease us, but he would
right.
never say a word.
Right.
Nick, we got 1 minute.
Quick tip for driving in the snow. If you've got to go down a hill, use your emergency brake. That locks up your that brakes your back tires instead of your front. You're less likely to lose control.
Well, thank you for that.
If people can do that. Now, with most vehicles have got those anti-locking brakes. So that helps, but I would just say if it's a steep hill like Placer,
stay home.
Yeah, I would not, you know, Yeah.
Well, our friends that live off the grid in French Gulch, you know that they're in. They are snowed in. Hey, parts of California, like we said, we got to go here pretty soon, but they did say that there's a slight brush of snow on the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, a caller said that snow's all around L.A.
Yep.
We'll be right back after the news.
Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is something a majority of Americans agree on, China's growing global influence, a matter of serious concern.
The poll finds that just 40% of U.S. adults approve of how President Joe Biden is handling relations with China. About 6 in 10 say they are gravely concerned about China, the world's second largest economy after the United States. The survey was done by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Tensions with China intensified after the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago. The Biden administration has reserved tariffs on imports from China and restricted the sale of advanced computer chips to the country. The poll was conducted February 16th through 20th. The margin of sampling error for all respondents is plus or minus 3.7 percentage points. Norman Hall, Washington.
Ukraine's president pledging a drive for victory as he marks the anniversary of the Russian invasion.
In Kiev, a Ukrainian military orchestra trumpeted defiantly in a ceremony to mark a year since the start of the war. As morning broke on a day of commemorations and reflection, President Volodymyr Zelensky struck a tone of grim determination, tweeting, "We know that 2023 will be the year of our victory." At the ceremony itself, he thanked all Ukrainians who took part in the fight to preserve the nation, calling them a bright memory to all those whose lives were taken by this war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, while some parts of the country are digging out in the aftermath of the latest wintry blast, the higher elevations of Southern California are bracing for a lot of snow. Blizzard warnings posted for the mountains east of L.A. could be several feet of snow over the next couple of days. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 326 points. NASDAQ futures off 154. This is SRN News. If you don't like what your child is being taught in the public schools, you can blame Washington.
Much of the nefarious pedagogy that we're seeing that people are concerned about today comes down from the federal Department of Education and other federal agencies.
And Sherry Few of U.S. Parents Involved in Education has a solution.
Close the U.S. Department of Education and end all federal education mandates, because these nefarious pedagogies are incentivized to states with federal dollars.
Failing that, she's advising parents to pull their kids out of the public classrooms. A bill that would make South Carolina the 49th state with a hate crimes law is making its way through the House. The measure would allow harsher punishments for perpetrators of violent crimes motivated by race, color, religion, sex, gender, national origin, sexual orientation, or disability. This is SRN News. University of Texas DEI policies are DOA.
University of Texas system is putting the brakes on all new diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at all 13 campuses. Regents asked school staff to report on the current state of their DEI policies. Earlier this month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott warned public universities and state agencies that DEI hiring practices violated state and federal employment laws. Abbott barred them from hiring for any factors other than merit. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
As Florida Governor Ron DeSantis readies for a book release, speculation it could be a preview of a 2024 presidential bid. The book, entitled The Courage to Be Free, Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival, set to be officially released at the end of the month. Once again on Wall Street this hour, Dow futures down 311 points. More details at SRNnews.com.
Here we go. The views and opinions of those expressed on KCNR do not necessarily reflect those of the management or owners of KCNR. Now, ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Carl and Linda Bott.
Yes, we're on. Okay. Hey, good morning. It is
the,
this is Free Fire Radio here on the stations of 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR. Carl and the Bot here. It's Friday the 24th. Yes, we're here. We're live. 8:04 in the morning today. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. They are on the cutting edge of technology. They're bringing in students, doctors, who will be, eight a year and for a 3-year program. So we'll have 24 new doctors out here, working with our local physicians and the hospital. That's at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Give the weather. And I'm getting reports from people who are calling, leaving, text us, get on the chat room. Tell us what it looks like.
Well, it's currently 33 degrees. We have a winter storm warning today with our winds about 6 to 14 miles per hour. But we do have, predicting it's currently snowing, actually. And they're saying it's going to be 1 to 6 inches, but, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. If you look at this, forecast, looks like we are going to have showers throughout the weekend and Tuesday, once again, rain, snow, and then showers. So it looks like we're kind of being tucked in. Now, you got a text from somebody in Cottonwood.
Yeah, Rob Burrell said that in Cottonwood, they have, let me pull it back up. He said it's snowing steadily in Cottonwood, and they have 12 inches of snow in Cottonwood at Bowman and Hooker Creek. So, and then Sonny told us that on the east side, her heavy snow on the east side, I have one huge tree branch down. It's a mess and still snowing.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
Well,
in Big Bear, in Southern California, they have not had any kind of snow or blizzard or any kind of powerful winter storm since 1989. So Big Bear is expecting they're hunkering down in Big Bear right now, and of course, telling people. I mean, there was in Pasadena, Big Bear and Wrightwood. Could potentially get as much as 8 feet over the course of this storm. So we are having interesting weather. And as we recall, we called Snowmageddon here, which was 4 years ago, 11 days. So we're at February 24th. It happened on February 13th.
Okay. So.
And I think about the restaurants that are in town and, when they get their produce delivered and they get their, I'd be curious to see because we have cars that are going by us on Market Street.
Not as many as usual. Now let's give the traffic conditions. If on I-5 is closed to northbound traffic at Fondale and due to adverse weather, motorists are advised to use an alternative route. It's closed from Dunsmuir to Edgewood due to snow. Change required in all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four wheels from 3 miles south of Dunsmuir to 2 miles north of Mount Shasta. Change required in all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires from Mount Shasta to Weed. And this goes on all the way up to the line there. On 44, it's closed at Millville Plains. Now, this is as of 8 o'clock this morning. So this has just been issued. It's closed at Millville Plains, a road, due to snow and change required in all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles, with snow tires on all four wheels. Well, when I say four-wheel drive, that's snow tires. That's what it means. From 9 miles west to Viola, change your snow tires from Viola to 8 miles west of Old Station. Change required in all vehicles except the four-wheel drives from Old Station to the junction of 36. And you might want to keep checking on this. On 299, change required in all vehicles except the four-wheel drive with snow tires from 1 mile east of Junction City to Weaverville.
Mm-hmm.
Change required in all vehicles except the four-wheel drive from 3 miles east of Douglas City to 11 miles east of Douglas City. It just changed their snow tires from 14 miles east of Douglas City to 20 miles west of Redding Buckhorn Summit.
We just got a caller that came in 10 inches in Happy Valley.
Yeah, that was from Laura, and she wanted to tell everyone the goats are not happy.
Oh, boy.
The goats are not happy. Well, that's why I'm going to call Casey today before I head out on 44 down to Palisadro to see how the horse is doing.
Right.
You know, I'm sure she's fine. She's got shelter, an enclosed shelter. She's got her blanket on her and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cedarville. Change their snow tires required from 9 miles west to 4 miles west of Cedarville if you for some reason wanted to go to Cedarville. It's bad out there.
Well, we're supposed to go April 1st.
Well, I'm sure by April 1st because we have a month in between that. We won't have that problem.
I know. The squirrels will be out.
Yeah. They're down in now because of the, you know, of the snow up there. Probably just down there breeding millions of other little squirrels.
Could be.
Go to Caltrans. If you go to the Caltrans site, and it has, and it says road conditions, just click on that, and you can put any road in there, and it will give you the road conditions. And the ones I just gave you were from, 8:08 this morning. So February the 24th, 2023 at 8:08. So they are updating that regularly. What else we have going on here?
Do you want to talk a little bit about yesterday afternoon? That you showed somebody around town?
There was a writer for Nation magazine that my name was given to him. And on the Nation magazine, and I'm not even sure if it's a magazine or if it's an online publication. It's based out of New York. They've got stringers or writers from all over. He's from Sacramento. And he called me about, he's doing a story on Shasta County and the politics of it. And I've been called, I've been called by other reporters before. And the one thing I just try to get across to them is, you're looking at a small percentage of activists on both sides. And most people, like most places in the United States, just leave me alone. And however, I said to him, let me show you around Redding. And he jumped at it. So yesterday we drove around Redding.
You took him in the car.
Yeah, took him in your car because my truck's filled with horse stuff and it smells like it.
Well.
And we drove around, we walked across the Sundial Bridge. He was really impressed by the bridge and the fact that it was designed by a world famous architect, that it's a sundial, and that's why it's called Sundown. I took him down there and he took, several pictures from the bridge. We went by One Safe Place. We talked about Piano Angels. We talked about how I said Redding is the third most giving city in the U.S. He says, do you have documentation on that? Well, I found it, and I'm sending that to him. I said, Redding and Shasta County is a great place. You don't need to, act like we have no culture. We have, I talked about our medical facilities up here. I talked about our schools, and we walked down Market Street here and stopped in From the Hearth and I got a coffee, and the young man behind there says, he starts talking about how great Redding is.
Cool.
And I just said, see, I understand that you're writing about something, things are happening politically here. And he said, well, didn't the North State used to be Democrat? And I said, that's what I understand. He said, what do you think caused the change? And I said, the people haven't changed. Political parties have changed. And what I wish I had gotten to him is that this used to be a logging industry, and when we got hit with the spotted owl, that just shut down a lot of stuff. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
We'll
see what happens, but I wanted to try and give him a feeling. You know, people care. People get involved. And we both agreed that COVID was a debacle, you know, that caused all these types of troubles. And Rebecca Bear from One Safe Place will join us after the break here. She's calling in because she couldn't get out of her area today.
Well, the nation, according to Wikipedia, which is the gentleman who came that writes for this organization, according to Wikipedia, the nation is an American liberal bi-weekly magazine that covers political and cultural news, opinions, and analysis. It was founded in 1865.
And like I said, it is a liberal, very liberal magazine.
What I
That's
think
all
wonderful.
I wanted to do, though, was give him...
Yes.
It's more than just listening to four or five, you know, getting sound bites and all this. Take a look at our area here. This is a beautiful area. The mountains, you can go skiing, literally go skiing, go at Mount Shasta. You can come down here to Lake Shasta to that area and then to the beach in one day.
And then the giving community, and that we do have extreme left and extreme right. And at one time, I don't know about currently, but at one time we were all able to get together in the same room. They've been at our house at a Christmas party.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would happen today because certain people have spilled messy things that just have not tasted good in the in the big picture. But we would be there for each other in a catastrophe.
Well, and we showed that. We've shown that everybody can get together when we need to. All right, got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with One Safe Place.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High,
of laughter with actor and comedian Whitney Cummings at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, March 17th. Whitney Cummings is hailed as the reigning queen of American stand-up and best known for co-creating the Emmy-nominated series Two Broke Girls. Come join us in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for this night full of jokes and good times that you won't want to miss. Tickets for this event start at just $50. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car or a bike? REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. For more information, visit cityofreading.org/EV. On the line is Rebecca Bear.
From One Safe Place, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. It's so beautiful outside.
You just can't get out of your house.
I just can't get out. Yeah, we live right on the Sacramento River, and I just have to tell you what a scene it is this morning with just, you know, 2 or 3 inches of snow piled up on the ground and all the trees, but then we have this river running right through all that white. It really is beautiful. I'm just so sorry I couldn't be in the studio with you guys this morning.
Well, we understand. We're telling people, please stay put, you know, because unless you have to drive, you shouldn't. I know some people have to get to work for certain reasons, you know, doctors, nurses, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, so tell us what's happening with One Safe Place. And have we done like an after report from the crab feed?
Yeah, so we are just wrapping up all of our reporting from the crab feed. So we're just on the verge of letting everybody know exactly how well we did. I have to say this is a record-setting year. We had as many people in the building as we've ever had, and we raised more money than we ever have. When all the numbers are in and finalized, hopefully, again, we're just got a few more things to wrap up for final reporting, we are going to be in about the $86,000 range, which is on a net basis. We raise a lot more than that on a gross, but after all of the bills are paid, that's more money than One Safe Place has ever raised before. And that makes a huge, huge impact for an organization, you know, that has a budget of just about $2 million. So you have to think about, you know, how important that those contributions are to the success of the organization and really the services that they fund throughout the year for people that we help.
Okay. Now, February is, if I understand this, if I have this right, is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
It is. And this is an issue that, especially with technology and the internet, also with just how, in some ways, teens are, they're just more mature these days in a lot of ways. This is just an issue that is just coming front and center. And we have the whole month of February to really focus on awareness. I'll just give you some statistics. About 1 in 10 teens will experience dating violence. And unfortunately, youth between the ages of 12 and 19, they experience rates of rape and sexual assault at higher rates.
Whoa.
So...
when we say teen violence, is that verbal or is it always physical?
No, it sort of covers the same gamut that we would cover when we talk about domestic violence. You know, that can be emotional, mental, it can be physical, it can be using technology to to abuse a partner can also be spiritual. You know, the things, most of the things that would apply to an adult in a domestic violence situation would apply in a teen dating situation. It just looks different because they're dealing with different things.
Okay. You know, one of the things I just read, it's been in the news a little bit, a high school kid got caught in a sexting scam, and he killed himself. And he had been, you know, had formed a relationship with this person online who turns out is from another country. And they talked him into sending some, I guess, nude photos or whatever. And then they came back and said, give us $1,000. We're going to put these on the Internet. And he couldn't handle it, and he committed suicide. Now, in the article, it talked about how this is happening a lot. Now, it may not be teen violence, but it has a definite impact on a lot of teens today, where they can get scammed like this and cause a great deal of pressure on them.
Yeah, we know that teens in Shasta County have been through this exact same scenario. And what we know from all of the work that our friends in law enforcement do is that these are often people from, you know, places outside of the United States who are targeting teens, who are asking them and really building relationships over time with the teens. This is happening to both boys and girls. They're both being targeted, and they build relationships over time. And these are not vulnerable kids. These are popular athletes. These are kids who are, you know, in the performing arts, kids who are doing well and who are seemingly, you know, making good decisions in their life. And what's happening, they're being targeted. Relationships are being built over time. And then they ask to send the picture. And because of that relationship being built, the kids send the picture. And this type of extortion is becoming really prevalent, and unfortunately, it's hard to prosecute. It's hard to find because the folks that are targeting these teens are outside of the country. And also what's happening is in relationships now, because of the use of technology, there's some revenge antics going on in folks who know one another. And pictures are being sent or messages and then threats of being exposed. So that happens as well, and that is part of this this whole spectrum of teen dating violence.
Well, you know, we have friends that said, I go through my kids' phones when they're asleep. I go through their phones at night. And she was telling her girlfriends about it, you know, they're having lunch, and they said, oh, you know, my daughter wouldn't do that, or my son wouldn't do that. And she said, fine, go through their phones. And the next time they all met, what, a month or so later, you know, they came up, oh, my God, things that they, you know, they've been exposed to, and we had no idea. And so parents should be checking phones, computers, all of these, to try and protect your kids. Because, you know what, teenagers don't always make the best decisions.
And we all know how, I'm sorry, but there's been periods in our lives, well, not everybody, not everyone, but many of us probably snowed, you know, wink, wink, our folks growing up as teenagers. It's kind of like, what can I get away with, certain things. And, again, not making good choices because you're not really, your brain isn't all the way. You don't really have the capability, maturely look at a situation and can get caught in traps. It happens. It happens quite frequently, and sometimes that would be other people sexting pictures to you. Maybe you're not sexting the pictures, but they're sexting the pictures to you.
We know that in teens, both males and females, that prefrontal cortex is not fully developed, and all of those neurological pathways haven't connected that brain stem, the back of the brain, to the front of the brain. So the kids may know what they're doing is wrong, But the ability to reason and the ability to make the right decision, it just isn't there. And, you know, childhood development is a fascinating subject. But you're right, Linda, there's just not always the ability to do the right thing. And these tools that are available to parents are, I mean, I just encourage everybody to take advantage of those, because you have to see what your kids are doing. And I think if you're not doing that already, you're probably in for a surprise to see what they actually have access to or what they have access to.
Oh, yeah. We're with Rebecca Bear from One Safe Place. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, fully accredited chest pain center. Among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Leapfrog organization that rates hospitals throughout the United States on statistics, not what the hospitals say, has given Shasta Regional Medical Center the highest rating, A rating. What's your hospital? Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:30 in the morning, it's still snowing, and we will be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're live today. It's the 24th of February, 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is where I get my hair cut. I have for since I lived here. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointments, which means then you can call in and set up a time that works for you. In, haircut, out. Man's Last Stronghold. This is, it's just, you know, Tim and Logan are just great people also. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, that last ad we had for
tacos?
Yeah, the Roberto's. And we were in there one night, and I can tell you, they have some great
food. Yeah, it was
great. Oh, gosh, it's great.
We went
after the rodeo. And that's when we discovered, because after the rodeo, it was around midnight, or you know, whatever it was around that time, that there is a lot of action out there. And it was fun watching girls take care of other girls who are just hammered. It was
getting some food in them so they could walk.
It's kind of like another window in the world there while you're eating your
people showing up in pajamas to get their tacos. It was really interesting. It was fun. We had a great time.
Anyway.
By the way, Caltrans is closed northbound 5 at Fondale Exit, about 10 miles north of Reading due to heavy snow. Southbound lanes, I-5 were closed Thursday night north of Weed. Motorists travel on highways 44 and 299 are required to have chains on their vehicles. Let's see, Highway 3 near Callahan is closed in Trinity County, and 32 is closed east of Chico. They're predicting 3 to 5 feet of up to 6 feet in higher elevations from 3,000 to 5,000 feet. So, just know that as we look right now, there is a winter, storm warning until 12 o'clock this afternoon, and, more updates on that in a moment.
We are with Rebecca Bear from One Safe Place. We're talking about February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And Rebecca, what are some warning signs of dating violence?
Well, that's a good question. One of the reasons it's so important to know these warning signs is because, you know, we want teens to have healthy relationships as they become adults. Oftentimes, you know, healthy relationships have not been modeled in the home. An abuser is not born an abuser. It's learned behavior. So if we can pick up on these warning signs early and intervene, we're really setting these kids up for success later in life. At the end of the day, the warning signs are always really about power and control. And because most of the abuse happens from male to female, I'm just giving a little disqualifier here that, you know, I'm going to say he and she. But know that it can happen both ways. But if you notice extreme jealousy from a partner, that maybe the relationship is evolving really quickly, or any put-downs, criticisms, or intentional embarrassment, I just put myself, you know, back, I don't want to say how many years ago, walking through the halls, and, you know, just all of that stuff that goes on in high schools, and between, you know, teens that are dating, this is where, you know, some of that is just, I want to say normal, unfortunately, but this is where things, you know, cross the line. So if you have a teen that dresses a certain way and now they're not dressing that way because they're
their boyfriend or girlfriend says, like, oh, I don't like it when you wear that, or that shirt is too short or too revealing. Any sort of sexual pressure, calling and texting nonstop, and absolutely any form of physical harm. I mean, there's lots of different scenarios. And what you might notice is a teen who starts to become more withdrawn, a teen that stops communicating with friends and families, who becomes removed from those groups, and then maybe who withdraws from social activities at school.
Wow.
Those are all signs.
All signs of that. So what can parents do if their kids are in a healthy relationship?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's really important to recognize that teen dating violence doesn't just affect the person who's going through it. It really affects parents, teachers, friends, and also the community that we live in at large. Really, it's important that the teen have a trusted person. And for some kids, that's a parent. And for other kids, that could be a teacher, a school counselor. The first bit of advice is that if somebody comes to you, if a teen in your life comes to you and tells you that this is going on, you really need to let them know that you believe them, and to come from a place of non-judgment, to let them tell their story. Later down the road, I think you can help the teen process it more and get into maybe why this happened, how it happened. But at the end of the day, it's never the victim's fault. And that's one thing that we really just need to keep reinforcing, that they didn't deserve it. It's not their fault. But after learning of the story, you really need to give the teen a healthy space and make sure that they have a way to stay away from the abuser. And so reaching out to the school and letting them know the situation, the school can make some accommodations in some cases. And so really just using all the resources available to keep that teen protected and safe will be really important things that adults can do.
Okay. Do we know, you said 1 in 10 of teenagers. Well,
yeah.
This will affect 1 in 10 of teenagers between the ages of 12 and 19.
Yeah, 1 in 10. And that compares to a domestic violence statistic of 1 in 4. So the rates of domestic violence actually increase as you get older, but teen dating violence is 1 in 10.
Okay. You know, you hate to see that with kids. It's and because a lot of times kids, they want to have a relationship because their friends have relationships. And yet, and they're willing to go through stuff that they shouldn't have to because of that. And the parents...
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, go on.
Well, I just wanted to say you're right about that. It's so unfortunate because it can really change the course or path of a teen who's in school. I think that if you have a teen in your life and you ask them whenever you have a chance to in the next couple of days, if they know anybody in their school of their friend group who maybe is in an unhealthy relationship, I think most parents would be surprised to learn that there are teens who recognize the red flags, right? Like there are teens who know that their friend is with a guy who's really jealous and controlling, that tells her what not to wear, what not to do, and who she can hang out with or who she can't hang out with. A personal story is I had a friend in high school who was an incredible volleyball athlete, and she could have gone to just about any school in the country to play volleyball, but her boyfriend told her that he didn't want her to play volleyball so that she could come watch him when he had football games, and she made that life choice. And I think that looking back on it, 20 plus years later, she regrets that. But those things seem innocent at first, and then they can turn into something more serious.
Okay. We're with Rebecca Bear from One Safe Place. The I so much sympathize with people. My my daughter got into an unhealthy relationship back when she was about 19. And it took literally me coming through because I'd been deployed, and I came back through her town, and her mom had been talking to me about it. And I just took her, threw her stuff in the back of my truck, put her car on a trailer, and threw her in the front seat, and we went to Virginia from New Mexico. And we lived together for 2 years, and where she had a chance to get away from this, I mean, to the point where I was changing phone numbers because he still had her phone number. So I just gave her
I mean, it was violent, phone. Like burning.
It wasn't just, violent yeah. as it was, but it was controlling, and it could have been. And so, but she totally stepped away from that and realized what was happening. And took charge of her life again, and you know now is very successful and happily married, right. Two kids.
But
I'm so proud of her.
That could have gone another direction.
It could have gone another direction. So you know, parents, you know, don't be afraid to step in and make some big decisions. Now you may not be able to take your child with you to another state, and you shouldn't have to. But there are ways you can get around this. I mean, One Safe Place has I'm sure lots of advice on it, or you can get in with counselors and all these. But you've got to identify it, and you've got to have the guts to make that step.
It takes a lot of courage, and you're right. We do have resources available for folks of all ages to come in and get help and get resources to figure out what the next steps in their life look like to live a life free of violence, for sure.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after these messages.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't Don't wait. Apply now.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. Yes, we're live. You know, I can't say enough about the people that work with us. I don't consider them employees at all. I think of this as our team. Everybody on the team showed up today and gone above and beyond. Debbie was out
on the roof.
On the roof in the satellite dish brushing snow off. And there'll be various times during the day we may go off the air because of that snow and the problems that we have. But I will be here for most of this, most of this morning and into the afternoon, making sure is that the snow is off it. If it continues to snow, and it has stopped snowing, right now in downtown Reading.
Well, we do have a winter warning until 12 o'clock.
On the phone is Rebecca Bear from One Safe Place, and we're talking about Teen Violence Awareness Month, which is February. And Rebecca, I want to finish up a little bit early so we can go over the weather the road conditions again. So, but we have a couple of questions.
Yeah, of course, Rebecca. Like what do healthy relationships look like?
Yeah, I think the same things that apply for adult relationships apply to teen relationships. Again, they just it's different, different activities and tactics. But I think that when you see folks, that are in healthy relationships, when you are in a healthy relationships, you really have a freedom to be yourself. And again, that's true for teen relationships as well, that there isn't any controlling. There's a freedom of expression, a freedom to learn, a freedom to be who you are and to really grow and to come into your own, not to feel like you're in a situation where somebody's trying to mold who you are and to alter that process of developing as a teen. So this is just a freedom to be your true self, kindness, trust, fun, and valuing others' opinions and respecting boundaries. Those are all, key tenets of a healthy relationship.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us by phone today. Usually you're in here. We were going to do a show, and it included the stalking, and hopefully we can do that next time. This one, I of course had no idea it was Teen Violence Awareness Month. Probably needs to be trumpeted out there. And the big thing is for parents, get involved. Know what's going on with your kids. Know what's on their computers. Know what's on their cell phones. I mean, and notice any changes in them. Is that right?
That is exactly right. And you can always call One Safe Place. We have a 24/7 crisis line, 244-SAFE. So that's 530-244-7233, 244-SAFE. If you ever have any questions or you're a victim of a violent situation and you need help, we're there 24/7 to help. And we're just so thankful for the time with you every month. And this morning, Linda and Carl, you're a true gift to our community, and I feel very honored to be on with you to help spread this information to the community. Thank you so much.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you. Have a safe day.
And be safe. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Now, you had the update? on the
we do have a storm warning until noon, according to some of the information that I'm looking at here. At 9 a.m., we still have snow and showers. At 10 a.m., rain, snow, and showers. By 11 o'clock, it looks like it's going to turn into rain for most of the day. It does say that maybe it'll become cloudy with maybe at 5 o'clock p.m., but that is just kind of an hour-by-hour forecast. But tomorrow, it looks like we have frost again. And sunny near 55, but we know with this weather situation that we have some road closures. It's like as we look out the window right now in downtown, it is still snowing. It's not as heavy as it was this morning.
Yeah,
an hour ago, our flakes were pretty thick and,
so
slushy.
Let's do the road conditions before we sign off here. Yeah, on I-5, it's closed northbound to traffic, 10 miles north of Reading at Fondale. And this is from 8:43 this morning. It's closed from Dunsmuir Avenue in Dunsmuir to just a little bit south of Edgewood. Change required in all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four wheels from 3 miles south of Dunsmuir to 2 miles north of Mount Shasta. The same things all the way up to the border. Southbound traffic, it says here, is being screened at Lakehead. Motorists must have tire change in their possessions in order to proceed. High wind advisory is in effect from Sacramento Yolo County line to the Yolo Calusa line. On 44, it's closed at Millville Plains in Palo Cedro due to snow, and motorists are advised to use alternate routes up and around Viola. Change required in all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires. From Viola to Old Station, the same thing. From Old Station to the junction of SR-36. And also, take a look at where the chain control locations are. And they're currently working to update chain control descriptions for consistency. On 299, change required in all vehicles except the four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four wheels from 3 miles east of Junction City to Weaverville, from 3 miles east of Douglas City to 11 miles east of Douglas City in Trinity County on the Vinsum grade. Change snow tires required on the Buckhorn Summit, Montgomery Creek, and let me see, 3 miles west of Burney, on Hatchet Mountain, New Bieber in Lassen County. These are all the same, change of snow tires. And, so it's gonna be like that for a while. But like you said, hon, it's gonna be, start to rain a little bit later today. And hopefully that'll take care of, some of this. But it could, tonight, up in those higher areas, it's gonna freeze. So be aware tomorrow, black ice and all this. We have three minutes left.
And by the way, Pat Karch, thank you so much for coming in and being our engineer today. I think some of our regular
groups couldn't do it.
They couldn't get it in.
Good fun.
Well, and then, you know, like you said, Palo Cedro, according to Twitter, Palo Cedro 44.
Was there at Millville Plains?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It doesn't mean we won't drive down there and throw ourselves out there again to make sure the horse is okay. But where we keep our horse, there's a young man there named Casey who owns the stables, owns all that, that just does a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And he keeps an eye on all the horses. And the people that go out there, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of people out there today, check on each other's horses all the time.
Right.
To make sure they're okay. When I last saw Odina, the Wonder Horse, she was fine. Had a blanket on her and all that. And a bandage. The bandage hopefully comes off next week.
Yeah.
Right now it's looking
supposed
good.
Supposed to take it
it's
off, I think, but yeah. Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Well, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And again, if you have to travel, make sure that you, in your, plan on slippery road conditions, and travel with an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. And if you, for the latest road conditions for the state, you can call by call 511.
Also, if you've lost power in your house, make sure you're not using a generator inside the house, or don't use gas stoves, kerosene heaters, or other open flame. You can call for power outages in Redding, 530-339-7200 for a down power line. In similar emergencies, then you can call 911. Never go near a down power line. They've put extra people out from REU, from the police. They're out there to help people. So don't take any chances. This weekend, a lot of things that were going on, they'll still go on. People are going to people that are traveling, by air, you got to take a look. I would take a good look if you're heading east, because they're having just horrible weather. I mean, as bad as this is for us in Redding, it's really not that bad.
And there's going to be huge snow in the mountains, up to 6 feet.
Yeah, and they said,
In L.A.
In L.A.
So forget about going
not
over there.
In L.A.
Grapevine.
Yeah.
The Grapevine's closed.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. Be safe out there. Try to stay warm, and God bless America.
By Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.